Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. Today, I'm joined by broadcaster and DJ Baylen Leonard. We're going to get his expert take on a few recent country releases. Up for discussion today, we have Canadian singer Frazee Ford and her latest record, Indian Ocean, a new album from Nashville's Cale Tyson, and Tennessee singer-songwriter Ashley Monroe's On to Something Good. That's all coming up on the Monocle Arts Review, all about country. Stay tuned. Welcome to the show, Baylen Leonard.
Thanks for having me, Robert.
We met a few many moons ago in terms of radio wise. It was last year, and a lot of country water has flowed under the bridge, presumably.
Yeah, I think the last time I was in it, we were in the middle of a hot country moment because there was a big concert happening both here and in Sweden with Nashville's biggest stars, and it just seemed like country was everywhere. And now that we're getting into summer, you know, nothing fits a summer vibe like a country music song. In my opinion, being from Tennessee, I might be biased about that.
I think you're right. I think it's got an outdoors quality. It's a good festival thing, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It kind of suits us all. It suits us all. And we're going to kick off with Frazee Ford. I love this record. I've been doing a bit of scootling around on YouTube and, you know, I mean, there are other ways to listen to music online.
Are there? Yes, of course.
But I can't think of any. I can't pull any of them to mind. I love this. I don't know much about Frazee Ford, but maybe we will get a bit of the track and then we'll talk our way through it.
I will take you by the hand and I will educate you.
And you can.
Okay, that is done from the LP Indian Ocean. The singer-songwriter is Frazee Ford. That is beautiful. That's classic.
It's great, isn't it? And a good old breakup song as well. Yeah. We all love a good breakup song, don't we? And you know, you said that you were watching that. I'm assuming you're watching the video for that. How great!
It's unusual,
is the
isn't
video
it? It's a really
that.
Unusual video.
It's a. I would strongly urge anyone to at least watch that video once because it puts a real kind of pep in your stride. I had it in my headphones on the way to come and see you, and I couldn't help but think I was recreating the video.
Because it's a strut. There's a strut. Right?
There's
three
an absolute.
With a certain amount of strut, walking towards the camera in very sort of what seemed like very middle American, very sort of non-Nashville specific anyway.
Absolutely,
sort of spaces. But Frazee Ford, has she got a big back catalogue behind her? What's her story?
Yeah, well, actually, a lot of people might know her from a trio out of Canada called the Be Good Tanyas, which you may or may not have heard of, but they have a real kind of cultish following. They're not together anymore. And they did very well, and they did this fusion of kind of folk and bluegrass, and they pulled their influences from far and wide. And then they all struck out on their own, and they're all doing their own thing. And they're all from Canada. So Frazee Ford, which that's a great name already. Yeah. Don't you want to kind of call yourself Frazee Ford?
I mean, you've got to know the meter of your rhymes, right? If you're called Frazee.
Absolutely.
You've got to be pretty good. You could be a rapper with that name.
You could be. You could do a lot of things with that. And actually, country music probably isn't the first genre that springs to mind when you hear this record because there's a lot of soul in there as well.
And there's a horn section on
there.
There's
a horn section.
Nice.
And actually, the band that she used to record this and the whole album, which is called Indian Ocean, which is her second solo album, it's Al Green's old band.
Oh, wow.
The high rhythm section, they're called. And she, you know, name checks her influences as Ann Peebles and Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway. And you can hear all of that in there. So you can call this Americana, you can call it country soul, you know, you can call it a lot of different things, but it's kind of a fusion really. But it sits really nicely in that new country vibe as well. And it's just laid back, it's easygoing. And she's quite an easygoing person as well, brought up as such. Her parents were kind of hippies and her dad was an American Vietnam draft dodger that took the family off to Canada and they settled there. And you can see in that video that she's still got quite a bit of that free spirit, if only in the way that she dresses.
Well, she's got a bit of attitude, which I kind of like. I like her attitude on the promo, on the video, and in that song, as you say, it's a breakup song, but not without a lot of backbone.
Yeah, and there's a real rallying cry in that song as well, and it's kind of girl power in the way you want it to be demonstrated. You know, there's all shapes and sizes in that. There's all races. There's all class and economic divides all represented in that 3.5 minute video. And yeah. I think that's kind of what she's about, Frazee Ford. So I can't recommend the album highly enough. Indian Ocean is the name of it. And in addition to having this soul vibe to it, it's also got a Cuban vibe in some of the songs. There's a Wurlitzer that goes on in there. There's a bit of gospel if you need to be taken to church. So it's just a great, you know, sitting around swatting the flies on the front porch. It's that, or strutting through the streets of whatever city you live in. Yeah, because I strutted
let's
here.
Strut let's strut to that.
Yeah, let's strut.
I love that. I love records that kind of don't really care what genre they are. They pay lip service. They maybe sit in the country section of the record store, but they don't really care which bit of the record store they sit in. I love records like that. It's a refreshing listen.
Yeah, and there's more and more like that. Yeah. The last time I was in, we talked about people who say they don't like country, and I always think, well, which part of country don't you like? There's about a million genres under this huge umbrella that we call country music. And artists like Frazee Ford, just taking it and running with it, you know, and especially when you are as steeped in the tradition as she is, or if it's kind of in your blood already, it gives you license to do whatever you want with the genre. And I applaud Frazee Ford.
Me too. I absolutely love the sound of that. That was Done. It's from the record Indian Ocean. The artist is Frazee Ford. You heard it here, at least on Monocle Airwaves first, right? Next we're coming to Kale Tyson Balin. This is called Honky Tonk Moan. Let's see if it sounds as old as it sounds.
And she wanders the streets on her own, hand in hand. Every bar that she stops, does she howl that honky-tonk moan?
That was a nice flavour of Kale Tyson. The song is called Honky Tonk Moan. Now that is that's sort of classic. It's classic country with a bit of a sort of tiki bar kind of Polynesian harmony going on.
Absolutely.
Really nice.
And we all love a yodel, right?
Who doesn't
like the yodel? So that could be either, you could have found that in some sort of, you know, back
sounds
alley
like a crate digger's
store.
Discovery.
Absolutely.
That, right?
It's brand spanky new, yeah. Kale Tyson, and melancholy, whiskey soaked. That's kind of his whole thing. A red dirt balladeer. Red yeah. dirt is this kind of, you know, areas of the United States and North America where it's just red clay
yeah.
there. And there's a certain sound that comes from that. So that's from an album called Introducing Kale Tyson.
So that's a debut, is it?
Yeah. He's had a couple of EPs out before, and that was on one of them, but they've put them all together and introduced a full album of it. And a lot of noise he's making in music circles. People are falling all over themselves for Kale Tyson because it's such an authentic sound. But
it's real Hank Williams stuff, that, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. It's Hank Williams. It's Graham Parsons. Yeah. There's some Willie Nelson in there as well. And he loves those singers and those songwriters, and he references them. And it's kind of, he says it's a tribute to those singers that he grew up on. So he lives in Nashville now, but he was brought up in Fort Worth, Texas, so he's got that whole vibe going there. And just the whole album is filled with that. So it's a classic country sound, but really for a modern audience. And there's a lot of country music that's going back to this. So whereas before we had Frazee Ford, who's taking these genres and mashing them all together and going in a completely different direction, Kale Tyson's staying quite true, really,
yeah.
to that sound. And it wouldn't sound out of place, you know, on my granddad's turntable.
I was gonna say that sounds not even like a third. It doesn't sound like an LP. It sounds like a 78.
Though, yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's really got that. You can almost hear the scratch of the needle. It's been kind of written into the song. Our researcher who gave me some notes before this before we came on the air, Balin, printed out some different bits and a nice quote from Rolling Stone on this, describing Kale Tyson as old school sad bastard outlaw country for a new generation of excited country fans.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. And it's funny because when you go to the gigs of artists that are doing this sound, Kale Tyson, Sturgill Simpson is another one that's right in there, who was nominated for a Grammy. And you kind of don't know what to expect from the crowd, because the way it sounds, you assume it's going to be a bunch of old boys in a room, you know, kicking around, and it's not at all. It's of course there's some of those guys in there, but yeah. it's filled with people in, you know, the latest fashion, you know, people that have flown in from all over the world to see these people. And of course you've got your hipsters, and every other genre in there. People are loving this sound at the moment. And I think, you know, sitting on the porch or your terrace with something cold and refreshing in your hand as the sun goes down, listening to that, I mean, that's living, isn't it?
It is living. That is definitely living. That is Cale Tyson. It's from an album called Introducing Cale Tyson. It's his debut. That is Honky Tonk Moan. I love the sound of that. I guess it's one of those things. Everyone's back into their rye whiskies. They're kind of sort of, you know, they're kind of expensive rye whiskies. They've got the kind of denim workwear. Why not?
You're looking at me when you say that. Denim workwear.
But you live and breathe
speak.
The scene, Ben. You know that you should have that. But you know, it's for the hipsters that like the clothes. It's like what, try listening to the music. It's great as well.
Yeah, exactly. Get the full experience.
We're moving on. This is our third and last track. This is from Ashley Monroe, and this is called Onto Something Good. That is Ashley Monroe, Onto Something Good, from an album of the same name. Now that's smoother stuff. That's contemporary country sound.
That's you know, and not damning it with faint praise at all, but that is middle of the road, easy listening, just sit back and let it roll over you. I love that song so much. And I like Ashley Monroe a whole lot as well, because she's nowhere near as saccharine as you might think with a song that's that easy listening. She's got a real edge to her, Ashley Monroe. And she is from a trio called the Pistol Annies, all of whom have struck out and done their own thing in very different ways. One of them is called Miranda Lambert, and she was nominated for an absolute slew of awards. She's one of country music's biggest stars at the moment, mainstream country music. Another one, Angelina Presley, has a real kind of small town quality about her. And then we've got Ashley Monroe here. She is from a town called Knoxville, Tennessee, which is an hour away from the town that I grew up in Tennessee. So I know girls like Ashley Monroe really well. So that might be why I like her a lot. She's had a kind of a classic story of this getting into record deals and the music industry. You know, in 2007, she recorded an album and on a big label, and they released a couple of singles, and they didn't do what the record label wanted, so they canned the whole album. And then she said, well, fine, I'm going to release it myself, and I'm going to go off, I'm going to write songs for other people. And she wrote songs for Carrie Underwood and Jason Aldean, who's a massive country star in the States. She did loads of duets. She did some with Blake Shelton, one called You Ain't Dolly and You Ain't Porter, you know, referencing the famous duo of Dolly Parton and Porter Wagner. And she has another song called Give Me Weed Instead of Roses, which kind of sums up everything that you need to know about Ashley Monroe. She sang backup for a load of people. She worked with Jack White quite a lot, and he produced an album by Wanda Jackson, you know, the old rockabilly star, not that long ago, and she sang backup on that. And she just worked her way up and kept doing these things. And now she's released this. The album is coming out on the 24th of July, and it's got great names of songs on it, like I Buried Your Love Alive, The Devil Don't Want Me, and I'm Good at Leaving. So, you know, even though this song sounds like
it's hard as nails beneath the veneer, right?
There is an edge to her, absolutely. And I think that song just sets the tone, really. If you're stomping down the street to Frazee Ford and you're drinking on the front porch to Cale Tyson, you're definitely dancing with your hands over your head in the red dirt to Ashley Monroe. And I just think that she's fantastic. So I'm really excited to see, now that she's found her footing, now that she's kind of come out of under the shadow of the Pistol Annies and the other artists in that maybe eclipsed her for a time, I'm really interested to see what she's going to do. And I can't stop listening to that. I can listen to that on repeat for days and have done.
There we are. Well, that's one of the things. I mean, presumably the success of a song is when you need to feel like you're solving it. You know, you need to solve a song, don't you? That's when it disappears from your record player. And I guess that's the thing. I mean, it does. I mean, you talked about her record label woes. That is on Warner Brothers Records. The other two, are on what seem like smaller labels, at least to my untrained eye. On these
Cale Tyson is on Clubhouse Records, which is a small boutique label based based in London. And Frazee Ford, I don't even know what label she's on because it hardly matters.
Network or something. Network, yeah. But yeah, that was Ashley Monroe. She's on Warner Brothers. She's keeping the dream alive. She's tougher than she seems. Well, I loved all three of those tracks.
Oh, good.
Who better than the fantastic Baylen Leonard to lead us through them? You've been tuned in to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. My producer was Holly Fisher. My researcher was Fernando Augusto Pacheco. Join us again tomorrow when Donald Tutera will be talking us through the week in theatre. But for the time being, this has been the Monocle Arts Review. Thank you very much for tuning in.